ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. टुडे वी वुड लाइक टू डिस्कस ऑन द टॉपिक वुमेन, द वैदिक व्यू एंड द मॉडर्न व्यू. इन द मॉडर्न टाइम्स पीपल थिंक दैट वुमेन आर गिवन मोर फ्रीडम एंड दे आर अलाउड freedom for expressing themselves, to do many great things in the modern times. But in the Vedic times, they feel the women were suppressed. But today we shall discuss some facts where we can show how the Vedic women were adored and respected. You will see, whenever there is a procession that goes in the Vedic times, if a king is going on procession, you will see the first the beginning portion of the procession will be young kumaris, young girls who carry the kalasha on their head. Their kumaris are considered to be as pure as brahmacharis, because they are not yet married, they are kanyas. So a dozen kanyas will be carrying the kalasha on their head, and they will be asked to walk. Following them will be the brahmanas chanting the Vedic mantras, and following them will be, you know, many others, the soldiers, and then the king in a chariot, and thousands of people following them. This was the respect given to the young women, girls. The women were called by the name Mataji. Mata means mother. And they were always addressed by this name. Even Chanakya says, Matravat paradareshu paradravyeshu loshtravat atmavat sarva bhuteshu yah pashyati sa panditah. He is telling Matravat paradareshu. Paradhara means another man's wife. Should be treated like a mother. Another man's wife, one should not look at her, even if she is very beautiful. As soon as a woman wears a kumkum here in the forehead, you should know she is married. You should think of her like your mother only. Mataji. So this is Vedic life, to respect the woman. Like Draupadi Swayamvara, we say, what is Swayamvar? Swayam means one's own. Var means to choose the husband. So the royal girls were allowed to choose their husbands. Not that they were caught by the neck and pushed to marry somebody. No. Sita, she had Swayamvar. Draupadi had Swayamvar. In fact, the men were supposed to be very qualified. Hundreds of men with their mustaches would come, and they have to prove their qualification before they get a royal girl whom they can marry. And the girl can choose anybody amongst them. Correct? You all know that. Sometimes a man has to subdue a bull or a tiger in order to show his kshatriya bal. Then only the girl will marry him. In this way, the women were given the choice whom they wanted to marry. They were not pushed into marriage at all. In the same manner, you will see the whole Mahabharata war was fought because of one woman. Who is that? Draupadi. When Draupadi's Vastraharan took place in the Asat Sabha of Duryodhana, Lord Krishna supplied unlimited sari to her and protected her man. But still, you will see in the Kurukshetra battle, all those sinful people who are involved in this wrongdoing were all destroyed. Similarly, the whole Ramayana, Ravan and Ram battle was fought because of one woman, Sita, whom Ravana tried to steal and take away. The result was he was destroyed. You will see that. So in this way, in the Vedic life, the women were deeply respected. They were never mistreated by the common people. The women, they generally would be at home, just like a boy goes to Gurukula and learns from a guru from the age of 5 years or so. Now somebody may ask, what about the women? The women remained at home and they learned from the mother how to cook nicely, how to keep the home clean, and how to take care of the puja room, how to sprinkle water and clean the front of the house and draw some rangoli very nicely, how to make embroidery, how to stitch clothes, and how to raise children, and how to shower love upon all the members of the family, and how to be submissive, how to be polite, how to worship God, and how to deal with one's husband. These were the training that was given to women. So the women are called homemakers. They call it as a home science. So women learn these things from the mother and father, and the boys would go to the Gurukul and they would learn spiritual knowledge from the guru. And if they want to do some business or something, then they would, after taking training in the Gurukul, they would come back and they would get married and they would do some vocational, based on the vocational training, they would do some business or whatever. So then the men would give spiritual knowledge to the women. They would share with the woman. And in this way, man and woman combination was very powerful. Actually, although the woman is at home, it is not that she is undervalued. Because I remember when my mother would be at home, when I returned from the school, I would see that she has cooked some tiffin for me. I would wash my hands, legs and everything. She would be personally available to feed me prasad. When my father would return from the office, she will again take care of him very nicely. Yeah, woman is called as a Griha Lakshmi. She is like a Lakshmi at home. She brings happiness to everybody. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, to the husband, to children. When she enters the home, the mother is called, mother-in-law is called mother-in-law. But when she becomes like a Griha Lakshmi, bringing happiness to all, she becomes mother-in-law, father-in-law. There is only love at home. So woman has a big responsibility at home. Whereas the man goes out of the house to do some job, do some business, and earn some money, and then bring it back to home in order to take care of all the family members. In this way, the combination of man and woman was very powerful to bring happiness to everyone in the home. In the modern world view, if you see, women also go to school, they go to college, they get jobs, they become computer engineers. Practically they are in every field. They have become pilots, they have become policemen, they are found in the petrol bunk, and they are found in the banks, they are found everywhere. So modern man wants to say that men and women are equal, so let them also do jobs. But actually the woman has a very weak physique. Yes, the Vedas also say men and women are equal. How? The soul in the body of the woman and soul in the body of man is equal. But the external body is different, you see. You see, a sumo and a luna cannot be said to be same. Although the drivers in these two vehicles may be similar. A soul is similar, but the body is different. Because women have different psychophysical nature. And man has different psychophysical nature. A woman's body is very fragile. A 16-year-old boy can travel all around the globe. He can go for a world tour alone also. Can a young girl go? She will surely be raped or exploited by the common people if she travels alone. She has a weak physique, weak body, and she can be exploited. So the women are like children. They have to be protected. Just like children need to be protected, the Vedas say that when a girl is a small child, she will be protected by the father. When she is married, she will be protected by the husband. And then later when the in case the husband takes sannyas and goes away, then she is protected by the son. In this way, a woman should always be protected. And a two-way protection was given for women. How? Protection was ensured that no man can exploit her. Imagine, for example, a beautiful girl is walking in the road and you are coming. As soon as you see a beautiful girl, immediately everybody is smiling. They are showing their teeth. But imagine from behind her a man comes with a big mustache and a lungi and a big belt. Kya chahiye? Like that he asks. Next moment everybody will run away. That is why it is said, Narinam Bhushanam Pati. The decoration for woman is her husband. Because husband can give her protection from other exploitative men. You see. And another type of protection for a woman is, she should not become loose with any other man. Today if you see, many women are going out to jobs, they are more intimate with their colleagues in the offices than with their husbands at home, whom they rarely see. And now everything has become money, 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 money is honey. Where women, many times, I heard a news that in one computer office, a boss told a lady that I am your boss, you are my secretary. You are earning some 15,000, I am earning 35,000. Let us marry. And she said, but I am married and you are also married, what to do? He said, let us both divorce our spouses And we both will marry. And this is happening because women becoming too intimate with all men. And the children at home are also taken care by Aya, who cannot give them good attention, you see. So, the Vedic times, things are done very thoughtfully. They are done for long-term welfare. And also when a man returns home, if a wife is having a smiling face, waiting at home and taking care of the homely needs, a man's mind also is peaceful. So this is Vedic life. And as you are chanting Hare Krishna and studying the Bhagavad Gita, you will come to understand that the Vedic system was a perfect system. And the modern man has meddled with it and spoiled it more and more, making the life extremely complicated, bringing suffering to all. So let us study the Vedic literatures respectfully and chant Hare Krishna in a prayerful mood so that we can get the right understanding in life to achieve perfection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.